see abandoned and naked living on the floor, decorated in metals. See Parkside on us. A group of officials are wandering around and speaking about important matters. Suddenly I realize that I'm looking for something and that I'm on the wrong roof. I'm looking for the bones of the first human to walk the earth and I'm too late. Those distant laborers have just unearthed the remedies that I'm looking for. A wind blows through my hair and takes my attention from the activity. I turn to tell a companion that we're too late, that the remains are already discovered, as I'm pointing towards the other roof. I lose my stability and get pulled through a void. When I feel whole again, the weight of my body pulls down on my fingers as they grip the edge of a deck rail. I pull myself up when I realize that it's just as easy to go and fling my dreaming body into the void with the conscious desire to wake the next position with the full awareness that I'm dreaming. I greet the void with abandon, and this time I feel the change like a transporter. It materializes me in my old apartment. The walls glow with an unfamiliar sheen, and the proportions of all dimensions are skewed. I'm frightened with something indeterminate. My friend walks out of the kitchen. We stare at each other, and I'm jolted awake for real this time. Outside, and I can hear the sound of a passing car. The reflections of a headlight passes across the ceiling and soon illuminates the wall and travels towards the floor. I smile at the memory of